You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Lunchtime on Auckland's waterfront, and young and old, everyone's hitching a ride on an electric scooter. The US company Lime is behind the scooters. They put 600 in Auckland and 400 in Christchurch last week. But the Lime scooters have left a bitter taste for some pedestrians who say they're more of a lemon.
Auckland Council has ordered an urgent safety review into the e-scooters after a near miss involving Councillor Christine Fletcher. They are causing some major hassles for motorists and some pedestrians. Christine Fletcher says it's only a matter of time before someone is killed.
Yes, yeah. That was, who do we have? We had RNZ some, and...
Yeah, they're both from RNZ.
Both from RNZ, so thank you.
The second one was Checkpoint from RNZ, and the first one was a general report into limes.
Yeah, so mixed reviews on that one. But Oscar and I, we found a lime. We hunted one down.
Yes, first time for everything.
First time both of us were on limes.
Did you ride it together?
No,
you're not meant to. That's against the rules.
Yeah. I saw someone doing that.
Ooh.
So I'll report
But here's our experience. Yeah, so enjoy.
Righto, so Oscar and Lachlan here, we've just found a lime. Took us a while to find it, but we've got it, isn't that right, Oscar?
I mean, it wasn't that hard to find.
Okay, well, we found it anyway, and we've unlocked it. And what did we get when we went through the steps?
I mean, it initially focused on caring for the product itself. However, it did initially, well, after that, have a small set of safety regulations that you had to tick box to make sure that you're abiding with.
Yeah.
However, there's actually no way of verifying that you have these things.
I could be under 18, they don't know. I could not have a license.
Yeah, I mean, some of us don't have licenses, so I'm not wearing a helmet.
Regardless, here's Oscar, he is over 18, just. So here he goes, you want to ding the bell and let's get going.
No, the bell's broken actually.
Okay, well, ding off, let's see you go. Right, so Oscar's off now. Oh, there he goes. What sort of speed are you at, Oscar? So he's at 10k now, he's not moving particularly fast, but I believe the Auckland Council wants to put a limit of 10 kilometres an hour on it. Now, is it a bit dangerous on the kind of rougher terrain? You know, I myself,
18, 19,
he's going quite fast. I mean, if he would have hit me, that would certainly hurt. If he were to fall off, that would hurt his head, I think. Now, he's going 20, and it is fast, but if you were to cap it at 10.
I think 10's too fast, really, for pedestrian areas.
Yeah, 20, see, he's going very fast. There, no helmet, no license. So maybe the safety rules are a good thing. We'll see.
Yes, that was Oscar having a hoon.
Yeah,
it goes fast. It goes so fast.
We got over 26k in a pedestrian area on cobblestones. It's not particularly safe, and at that speed as well, because it's quite a heavy beast actually compared to like a normal push scooter.
Yeah,
the handling's not as like responsive as it could be, and it's like if you're going at those speeds and you go around a corner.
Yeah.
There's a high chance, as Christine Fletcher found out, that
we
were driving home from work one day and a lime decided to go at the wrong green lights and just cut straight in front of us and just like swerve. And so, well, are you on the road? Are you in a cycle lane?
Yeah.
Are you on the footpath? Where should these vehicles essentially be?
But, you know, Oscar and I are not the sort of fonts of knowledge you will think we are. So we canvass the public for their opinion. Here is first up someone who has never driven a lime, and next up, no, it's not you. Like I'd want your opinion. And then next up is someone we actually stopped whilst liming to ask them a few questions. So here's that.
So do you think they should be allowed on the footpaths?
No, because it's got wheels. It's like it's a vehicle. It's a footpath, not a wheel path.
And do you think they should have to wear helmets?
Yeah, definitely, for the rider's safety.
Yeah, because the council is thinking about introducing like a 10 kilometre per hour speed limit.
Yeah, that would be...
You reckon that's a lot better? Because I think the max...
Yeah, because it's 25, isn't
25,
it?
25,
yeah. We went up to 26 before.
Yeah, we were just riding one, and that's pretty fast.
And a pedestrian area as well.
And so you've not used lime yet, but are you gonna? Do you think you'll use them?
I plan to, but I plan to be safe about it.
Yeah.
So I've got a hat on.
Good stuff.
I've got it. I don't have a helmet right now, but I'll definitely wear my hat when riding it.
So, do you think there should be a speed limit?
No. Well, not a very low speed limit.
Yeah.
What would
so
you set it at?
You were going just right now. What speed
were
you going at?
22, 23.
Yeah. And you think that's all good to go on footpaths?
Yes.
Yeah?
Provided the people driving them aren't idiots.
Okay.
Yeah.
So...
How do we determine whether the people riding them are idiots?
How do we determine whether the people driving cars are idiots?
Well, that's a good question. A license?
We don't.
Well, a license?
Yeah, true. But even then, people...
Do you think people should have to wear helmets while riding them? Because you're not wearing one.
I think
one.
So, yeah.
But they don't provide them, do they?
No, they don't, and it's difficult too.
Yeah. And it's weird, I mean, A, you can't really securely attach them to a line.
No.
But then there aren't many people that just walk around with random helmets in the hope of carrying out
exactly.
a line.
Exactly, yeah.
And the council's thinking of introducing, well, they have introduced a bit of a safety campaign around the limes, and do you think that'll make it safer, have much of an effect or not?
Possibly. I mean, more awareness is always good, isn't it?
Do you think the app should be doing more to... try and make them a bit safer?
Do you think it's the app's job to make
it
safer?
No, it's not the app's job. They could probably do more, but it's not their job.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they supply a service and then it's up to the people using them to not be idiots.
That's true. Do you think that the council should invest in something like Lime
Definitely.
As a form of public
Definitely.
Accessible transport?
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt. I mean, A, it's electric. B, it's sort of like it's public transport in a way, if it were like state-owned like that.
Yeah.
All the more better for...
And just finally, I think, Phil Goff said he'd like to see it down to about 10 kilometres an hour. Do you think that's way too low?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
It's like a walking pace. Yeah. And, I mean, it then restricts electric scooters, which I think, for the reason I just said, are a fantastic idea.
Perfect.
For cities.
Yes, so that was the general public's feeling.
Disgusting.
A small selection of the general public.
Most of them hanging around campus.
Yeah.
We went all the way to Albert Park. Thank you very much, Ben.
So, do you think the public safety campaign is going to make a difference? 67 claims is quite a few.
I mean, I don't. Well,
I
most people
it.
I know have fallen off a line.
Well, I know someone who's actually made. I think they've made 3 claims so far.
Yeah. Yeah.
At what point does he see? Fuck off!
I want names.
Doxed.
I do think with it though, it's sort of like, is this just how it works now with public policy? You just get this company no one's ever heard of, like dumps a bunch of these things on the street.
That's the thing as well. It's the council have paid 10 grand for this public safety
which
rollout.
Which is 3 times what Lime paid to
get
launch
the trial.
The scooters. Yeah.
Yeah. So are the people riding the Limes accountable for their actions? Are Lime accountable for their actions? Should the government or the council be responsible for looking after people?
I just think these are all questions that should have been asked and answered before it all came out.
No, precisely.
So you get this like company from San Francisco, and it's like, whoa, it's disruptive.
In San Fran as well, like my cousin lives in San Francisco, and he's saying that there's these weird things because you can charge them and get like registered charging and make money back off it.
Yeah.
As people... put them at the end of alleys and jump people for it because the YoPro charging people will come in and try and find all these limes to take home and charge.
Yeah.
And so the people, it's...
Well, I've just had an anonymous message on my phone. Someone said, hashtag fuck lime, they've said. So,
I mean...
You know, the opinion's certainly divided there.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people support lime.
Do you reckon the council should adopt a fleet?
Yeah, I think that'd be great if they adopted a fleet of electric bikes and electric scooters. Seriously. I think it'd be great. I think everything should be owned by the government. And someone has texted and said, you can have a campaign but like bicycles.
Please explain.
Oh, a safety campaign, I assume they mean, so that the wear helmets thing. The odd thing is, the really odd thing for me is that at least the sort of Onzos that were out before people stole all the helmets, they did come with helmets, but I just don't think I've seen a line.
I guess it's difficult. Well, they didn't supply them. It's slightly more difficult to secure a helmet.
Well, what
to
do you
a
mean to do? You mean to walk around like a dickhead
with a helmet?
With a helmet all day.
I mean, personally, I could give a fuck if they wear a helmet, just don't crash into me. And like, if they're wearing a helmet, that's a bit of extra weight that's going to come flying into me, so...
Okay.
I'll dive in front of them, don't worry.
Okay.
I'll take a bullet for you, Ben.
Look.
Lachlan's looking at his phone for some reason.
We've got another good point here. Someone said, there have been people riding normal scooters and skateboards on the roads and footpaths for ages, and the council's not done anything about them.
Apart from put metal bumps in the road.
Well, that's a bit dangerous. Yep. So, look, we will see what happens. I think Phil Goff is a man on a mission about it, it seems like, standing in front of those posters.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.